This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house of the Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I still love Las Vegas, I got to tell you. I was on a show the other day. I can't remember what show I was on. Oh, I know what I was on. I was on Bernie and Sid on WABC Radio in New York, which is the big morning show in all of New York City. And Bernie and Sid are lifelong New Yorkers, and they just were like incredulous that I live in Las Vegas. And I said, first of all, it's freezing cold in New York. And second of all, the sky is gray every day in New York. And third of all, when it's finally sunny, it's humid as hell in New York. And Florida and Texas don't have weather like Vegas. The sun isn't out every day, and they've got humidity, and they got bugs. And Vegas has zero income tax, no bugs, no humidity, sun always out, and legal sports betting, and the greatest restaurants in the world. I have a great life in Las Vegas, man. I love it here. I don't know how people live in freezing cold weather anymore. I really don't. Knowing that there's other places out there, and that's why everybody's moving to Florida and Texas and Las Vegas and Phoenix, because they're realizing that the sunny Southwest, even though I just said that Florida and Texas don't have the sun out every day like Vegas does, but still, in general, they're all in the South and the Southwest, and the weather's milder, and the weather's nicer, and the weather's warmer, and the weather's sunnier than New York or Philadelphia or Pennsylvania or Baltimore, places like that, Boston, Chicago. You get better weather, lower taxes, and those areas are growing so fast, so there's lots of opportunity. You can make more money now in Phoenix and Las Vegas and Dallas and, say, Fort Lauderdale than you could in New York or Chicago. New York and Chicago were great places 40, 50, 70 years ago. You know, I don't know how you'd move to Tucson, Arizona then and make any money. But now, everybody's moving to Arizona and Utah and Nevada and North Carolina and South Carolina and Texas and Florida and Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. The whole world is moving to red states with better weather, with lower taxes, with less regulations, and less mentally ill liberal losers. I don't know what word I should use on national radio. Liberal losers, I'll say. If we were in person having fun together as friends, I have many adjectives to describe liberals. But I can't say them on the radio. I'd get in trouble. So the biggest news story of the whole weekend by far is that it's now sounds like, again, I can't say things are facts when I'm not there. I wasn't there. But it sounds like from the leaks coming out of Durham's investigation that Hillary absolutely wiretapped her opponent, Donald Trump, in the 2016 election. And it sounds like after he was elected president, she continued to spy on Trump and wiretap the president of the United States. President Trump put out a press release over the weekend and said, don't you get the death penalty for that? And I agree with him. I've said all along, Miley should get the death penalty. General Miley. How do you allow him to remain as the highest-ranking general in America when he's a traitor to the United States? And he literally went to China behind Trump's back, the president's back, and told him, if we ever attack you, I'll give you advance warning. Because I don't like this Trump guy, and I don't want to see war, so I'll give you advance warning. What? What? How is that not treason? How do you not get hung or the electric chair or a firing squad for what Miley did? Can you imagine how little General Michael Flynn did? He didn't do anything. And they haunted him and hounded him and ruined his life. And with legal fees, everything's gone. All his money's gone. His house is gone. He moved in with his kids. He's got, he had nothing. Now, now he's back on speaking tour. I'm sure he's making $1 million a year again now. So General Flynn will be okay, hopefully, for the rest of his life. But what they did to him is the most disgraceful, disgusting thing I've ever seen. Just like I said, now we're number one, that the Super Bowl halftime show is the most disgraceful, disgusting thing I've ever seen. But it didn't ruin anybody's life. Okay, what they did to General Flynn ruined a life. So that's really serious stuff. The mainstream media won't even cover it. It's one of the biggest crimes in world history. Can you imagine spying on and bugging the President of the United States? And how about before that, his campaign? It's just incredible. President Trump put out this press release today. Can you imagine that? What should be the biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention, zero, in the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC fake news, NBC fake news, CBS fake news, ratings dead, CNN, and MSDNC, meaning MSNBC, but he's calling it MSDNC because it's the Democrat National Committee's public relations wing. This in itself is a scandal. The fact that a story so big, so powerful, and so important for the future of our nation is getting zero coverage from lamestream media is being talked about all over the world. Just like they wouldn't talk about the many Biden corruption scandals prior to the election, or now, they won't talk about this, which is potentially even bigger. It shows how totally corrupt and shameless the media is. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed and the Republicans, in particular Trump, got caught illegally spying into the office of the president? All hell would break loose. The electric chair would immediately come out of retirement. The good news is everybody is talking about not only this atrocity against our nation, but that the press refuses to even mention the major crime that took place. President Trump is oh so right. Let me tell you another major Biden scandal, and that is what Biden said over the weekend in an interview with NBC's Lester Holt. He managed to actually cobble a sentence together. And Lester Holt said, "What's your message to people who want desperately for COVID to be over and to be able to resume the lives that they remember?" That's what Lester Holt said. And Biden's answer was, are you listening? Do you have your seatbelt on? I want everybody to take a moment, focus yourself, compose yourself, get ready to listen how this man thinks. This is Biden's answer. If you're exercising personal freedom, put someone else in jeopardy, their health in jeopardy, then that's not freedom. And he said, tell people who don't want to continue wearing masks or getting jabs to think of the children. If you're exercising personal freedom, put someone else in jeopardy, their health in jeopardy, I don't consider that freedom. And the reason I'm making such a big deal about that is basically what Biden said is, personal freedom is not the most important thing in America. If COVID mandates are. And he's saying the United States Constitution no longer matters. Because the United States Constitution says your personal freedom is more important than anything else in the entire world. It's why America was founded. So we can never have the lies and the police busting down your door with no warrant that you had in an England. And England was the best in the world compared to France and Spain and Italy. But England still was not a place where your rights were respected. No human rights, no civil rights, no personal freedoms were respected. And that's why we founded America, to get away from the dastardly British scum, pond scum, because they're across the pond, get it? Pond scum. We got away from the redcoat pond scum. We fought a war and killed them. We didn't play patty cakes. We didn't shoot little hand numbers and the winner gets the country. We had to kill them to get the country. Do you understand that? We killed the British. We saw their redcoats, and we stabbed them to death. We cut their heads off with hatchets, and we shot them in the face with muskets. That's what you have to do to win your freedom. You know what else makes no sense? Why do we go to other countries and fight wars for their freedom when we so easily give it up our own freedom in America? Does that make any sense to anybody? A great example of that is what's going on in Ukraine. I don't know what's going on in Ukraine. I'm not there to witness it. I don't know if Biden's lying. I'm always assuming Biden's lying. First of all, Biden doesn't even know if he's lying. It's his people making it up. And he needs the wag the dog moment in life because he's so low in the polls. So I'm assuming his people are making it up. But Putin may very well know that he's dealing with a paper tiger, a total loser, a loon, a guy with dementia, doesn't know what he's doing. And Putin may actually be ready to invade Ukraine and go in and take it. But I don't know that. I don't know if he's ready to do it. I don't know if Biden's made it. I don't know if Biden just wants to force a war. But I know this much. He's telling every American to get out of Ukraine. But there's a little catch in the situation. He's saying you should go to Poland, which is right next to Ukraine. It's right on the border. They share a border. But to get into Poland, he's saying he won't let you go unless you're vaccinated. I don't believe this has anything to do with Poland. I don't think Poland has any rule that you can't get in with a vaccine. I think Biden is saying to leave Ukraine as an American citizen, he's demanding that you have to be vaccinated to get into Poland. Which is so incredible to me. They're trying to hunt you down and kill you. In any way they can, they're trying to force that damn vaccine on you. And isn't it amazing, even Bill Maher, who's still a leftist, even though he sounds more and more like me on certain personal freedom issues and economic freedom issues, Bill Maher with his show Real Time on HBO ripped Justin Trudeau this weekend and said he sounds like Adolf Hitler. Sounds like Adolf Hitler. When he talks about the convoy, he sounds like Hitler. When he talks about the unvaccinated people, he sounds like Hitler. He says, Trudeau talks about people who are not vaccinated. They don't believe in science. They're misogynic, often racist. Misogynistic, excuse me, often racist. No, they're not, Maher says. But they take up space. And with that, we have to make a choice in terms of a leader as a country. Do we tolerate these people? Tolerate these people? Now you sound like Hitler. And recently, he talked about them holding unacceptable views. I mean, come on, Bill Maher said. I think that's what gets under people's skin. It sounds like Hitler. It does, and I was the first guy in the country to point it out. 7-8 months ago, I wrote the column. This is 1938.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back. You know that song, Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2, and that seems to be what the Biden administration claims is going to be happening by this weekend, certainly by this weekend. They're saying even Wednesday, the invasion is imminent of Ukraine by Russian forces. So there will be a Sunday Bloody Wednesday and maybe Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday Bloody Sunday. But we don't know that's true. This is wag the dog time. And I've never said it's not true. I don't know if it's true. I'm not there. I have no Wayne Root Incorporated drone flying over the border between Ukraine and Russia. I have no idea they're about to attack. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But I do think that we've heard this story before many times in history. The deep state, whenever they need to distract you, they've got a new war to push us into. I don't think we ever needed to be in Korea. I don't think we needed to be in Vietnam. I don't think we needed to be in Iraq. Certainly not long term. In other words, after 9/11, I absolutely would have gone into Afghanistan and Saddam Hussein's Iraq and bomb the hell out of them. Bomb them, bomb them, bomb them. And then leave. There's no reason to stay. The United States of America doesn't have to be a full-time force, a full-time occupying force. Don't stay. Do you know staying costs us trillions of dollars? You know, there's some people who say if you break it, you gotta pay for it. No. We should have stolen all of their oil. And by the way, it wouldn't be stealing, so I used the wrong word to identify. We should have taken all the oil on the way out to pay for the war. And we should have fought the war and won. And after his statue was toppled, that's it. You leave. You leave Iraq. I don't mind carpet bombing Vietnam, but then you leave. You don't stay and occupy. There's no need for it. The United States is not an occupying force. Our troops don't like it. They smoke pot. They shoot heroin. They shoot their commanding officers. And everything goes bad when you leave people as an occupying force in some hot hellhole jungle or some hot hellhole desert where we don't belong. We don't belong in Ukraine. I don't know what we'd be doing in Ukraine. I don't want my son fighting it or my sons ever fighting in Ukraine. It's got nothing to do with them. That's between Russia and Ukraine. By the way, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those who listen to the show know I'm a big fan of precious metals and gold and silver. Tangible's a great company. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But that number is a fraudulent, fake number. It's like the fake news about Trump all the time. It's fake because inflation's index now excludes gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices. Yes, excludes, meaning they leave it out. And those prices are up 50%, 60%, 30%, 40%. So real numbers for inflation, everybody knows, are really 20% plus. So it's massive hyperinflation out there. What can you do about it? Well, over thousands of years, the answer has always been gold, silver, and other hard assets. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals, and they guarantee the best customer service. Check them out at TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Tangible's number one. Or better yet, call them, 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tell them Wainwright sent you. They've been in business 40 years. They've done billions of dollars in transactions. And I guarantee you, 800-300-8441, I guarantee you that you'll get the best price and the best customer service, 800-300-8441. So a whistleblower has come forward and released a recording that reveals doctors are refusing life-saving treatments for COVID-19 patients in hospitals. In a privately recorded audio obtained by Gateway Pundit, physician assistant Scott Miller pleads with a doctor who works in a hospital's intensive care unit, in other words, ICU, urging the doctor to provide a woman's critically ill husband with ivermectin and other life-saving treatments that are withheld from COVID patients in medical facilities across the nation. The doctor's identity, this publication has redacted, refused to provide the patient ivermectin, but assured Miller and the distraught wife on the secretly recorded phone call he would provide the patient supplements, including vitamin D and melatonin. Yet the doctor never changed the protocol, never administered any additional vitamins. Instead, like the dozens of other physicians Miller has confronted and recorded, the doctor continued to adhere to the lethal Center for Disease Control's orders, meaning the CDC, providing patients with remdesivir, a drug which causes renal failure, and intubation on ventilators, which Miller and a multitude of experts contend are akin to guillotines. Nobody ever gets off those ventilators, so few. Once you get on a ventilator, you're probably dead. To save her husband's life, the wife resigned to circumventing the doctors who refused to abandon the murderous CDC protocols, and she smuggled ivermectin and vitamins into the hospital to give to her dying spouse, sparing him from the lethal ventilation procedure. And her 54-year-old husband was able to return home. Happy ending. Vitamins and ivermectin.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pentagon spokesman says Russia is still boosting its military presence on the border with Ukraine.
He continues to give himself more options should he pursue a military path here.
John Kirby telling reporters an invasion could happen at any time with little or no warning. He stressed that a diplomatic path is still available to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And as far as the Pentagon's reaction to China supporting Russia,
we would say that their tacit support, if you will, for Russia is deeply alarming and frankly even more destabilizing to the security situation in Europe.
The western United States is experiencing the worst mega drought in over a millennium. A mega drought is a prolonged drought that persists for two decades or longer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
guys. It's Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to the show. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got, you know, we know them as the CDC company. CDC. I'm thinking too much about the vaccine. Not the Center for Disease Control, the CBD company. CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD. It's fantastic. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. I use it after every workout, and I've never, ever, ever had any soreness or pain. I've been using it for over a year now, and I've never had pain again after working out. And I work out between an hour and 90 minutes a day, every day, and I'm 60 years old, and there's no pain anymore. And there was pain every time I ever worked out until I used their CBD products. But now they've got this new product. They've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. And you hear me giving you stories about vitamin D3 all the time. It's an amazing supplement. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. No pills to swallow. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply, small enough to take on a plane. And I'll take it with me next month. I'm going on my honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago, right? I will take it with me on the plane, my vitamin D3 Spray, along with my vitamin C. For all my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR15, let them know you're a fan. WAR15, 15% off forever. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. All right. The title sponsor of our show is Sons of Liberty CBD and GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And their main spokesperson, I guess you'd call him Rainmaker, is Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion quarterback with the Washington Redskins and the Raiders. Played 11 years in the NFL. And we love to have him on the show because we get to talk a little football and also a little bit about Sons of Liberty and their great products. So without further ado, Jay Schrader, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, how are you today?
I am fantastic. I would have felt better if the Rams had not missed an extra point yesterday. I had the Rams. I bet it down to the Rams -3, and I also made a bet on the Rams -2.5. So I'm really proud of myself because I could have gotten killed. I could have lost all my money on the Rams -4, and I took a chance and paid big odds. I laid 150 and 180 and took the Rams -3 and -2.5, and my smallest bet was the 2.5. I actually made a little bit of money and pushed on the other bet on a day where I could have gotten my you-know-what handed to me. So it turned out okay for me, but if they had made the extra point, guess what? I win all of it. I take everything home. So it would have been a great day for me. So I'm annoyed that they missed an extra point.
Yeah, well, what it should have, could have, right?
I think I know.
Go back and
I've never seen that, though, in a Super Bowl where, you know, the guy, the handler for the snap, spins the ball around and it just falls out of his hand and they can't kick the extra point. I actually, placeholder, I've seen that in regular season games once or twice in my life. Tony Romo in a first-round playoff game for the Cowboys, you know, 20 years ago. But I've never seen it in a Super Bowl, and I haven't seen it for years in the NFL. How does a placeholder who's grabbing the football and just has to turn it to the laces the opposite way miss the turn and the ball falls out of his hand?
You know, you do it so often. I did that for a long time, and you do it so often, and sometimes you get complacent, and you don't, you know, you're not as focused as you need to be. And he basically just spun it out from underneath himself. He tried to get the laces away from the kicker, and he just spun it too much. That's all.
What would happen on an extra point if you kicked the ball with the laces facing the kicker? What would happen? It would still go through most times, wouldn't it?
I mean, for most kickers, it's not a big deal because they hit it below the laces. It's more of a visual effect for the kickers. They don't like to see the laces, so you try to spin them out of the way. And the snapper, you know, most of the time you've worked it so much that the snapper will hold the ball in such a way that the laces aren't coming back to the holder. They have it down to the revolution and all that. So it was just one of those times where I think he just got it and he just spun it too much and he didn't have it secure enough that it fell out. And those are the things that happen occasionally.
It's funny. You, the way you're talking, you know, it sounds like racism. You know, when you don't like someone because of the color of their skin, you're racist. And it sounds like kickers are lacist. They hate laces. They have to be the other way. They don't even look at a lace. Yeah. It's lacist.
Well, Yeah, well, it's just, you know, I think it's just more of a visual thing because, as I said, they hit the ball below the laces anyway when they kick it. And it shouldn't really matter on an extra point. It's just more of a psychological thing because the next time if they have to go kick a 50-some yard field goal, they certainly don't want the laces at that point.
No, I get it. I get it. But it burned me. All right, so let's hear your thoughts on Super Bowl 56, Rams 23. Cincinnati 20, one last great drive by Matthew Stafford. And one thing I knew, you know, I'm a student of the game and I studied, and Matthew Stafford in this year, 2021, this past football season, after, you know, 20 weeks of football, had the best fourth quarter record statistics of any quarterback in the entire NFL. So here's a guy that brings his best when the pressure's on, and this was the last drive of the fourth quarter, and he led the drive. So your thoughts on Stafford versus Joe Burrow?
Well, it was a big-time drive. I thought Joe Burrow played exceptionally well all game two, especially under, you know, siege.
Under siege,
His offensive line was terrible. I knew that Aaron Donald was going to be a big factor. In the first half, they double-teamed him just about every play. And then in the second half, the Rams created some mismatches, and he was able to make some plays. But I got to give the Rams and Matthew Stafford credit. And, you know, I think the key to the whole thing, and we can talk about Matthew Stafford and Fidel, the whole thing was Cooper Kupp. I mean, he was the guy that made the plays, and they decided in the fourth quarter, anytime the play needed to be made, they were going to find number 10. And
Don't forget, Jay had a tremendous year,
and they did it.
Look, he had the best year maybe in the history of the NFL, but it doesn't matter. They had to go to him because they lost Odell Beckham. So that changed the whole complexion of the game. A lot of people don't understand that. I believe that if Odell Beckham was in, I would have won by 20 points. From the moment Odell Beckham was out, the Rams were 3-and-out, like, almost every single series for, like, two quarters after that, until late in the fourth. And that's a fact. Yeah. They were up 13-3, and they never scored again until they scored that last touchdown. So there's no question that Odell Beckham had a huge outside effect on the game. Once he's out, you can triple-team Cooper Kupp, you know?
Right. Yeah, and there was no question. That was a major factor in the game as soon as he got hurt. But what the Rams did on that last drive, they moved Cooper inside where he was inside because you know you're going to go a little quicker pace. Defense has to limit what they do. So they moved him inside, and he was working against safeties and linebackers at that point. And that's just a mismatch, and that's good coaching, that's good play calling, and that's putting your best player in a position to succeed, and he did it. So hats off to the Rams for doing it.
And I give credit for Burrow, too, because I never heard of – this is now twice in the playoffs – that this kid has been sacked seven times and won the game. I believe, in back of my mind, he was sacked exactly seven times against the Tennessee Titans, and they upset them, and now he was sacked seven times against the Rams, and really eight, because that very last play that ended the game, Aaron Donald had him in a sack, and he just happened to throw the ball up in the air, and it fell harmlessly, so they didn't call it a sack. So, I mean, here's a guy that gets sacked seven, eight times a game and still finds a way to keep it competitive or to win. I've never seen anyone win sacked seven times before, until Burrow, so that's a real compliment.
Yeah, there's no question about it. He was the most sacked quarterback in the entire league, so he's taken his share of licks, and that's hard to do. And it's funny because I look back when Mark Rippon and the Redskins won, you know, the third Super Bowl championship for the Redskins back then, he got sacked nine times all year. So Joe Burrow did that in a game, but it was phenomenal. He's a heck of a player. I think Chase is a heck of a player. They obviously have to shore up their offensive line, but I like the young nucleus, and they had a great year.
Yeah, they were much better defensively than I ever imagined. So, I mean, if I'm the Bengals, I go into the draft. My very first-round pick is going to be offensive lineman. My second-round pick is going to be offensive lineman. My third-round pick is going to be offensive lineman. You already got a good defense. You already got a good defensive line. You already got a great quarterback. You already got a great running back, great wide receivers. Boy, you better pick offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. If I'm them, that's where I'm going. But both quarterbacks appeared to get hurt, both screaming in pain on the ground, and they both came right back in the game the next series. Kind of amazing, the will to overcome pain in the NFL.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, you look up at the clock and you go, hey, this is our last game of the season. I've got 12 minutes left, or, you know, I've got two quarters left, whatever it is. You find a way to stay out there. So, you know, I give both those guys a lot of credit. They've had great years, and you know, we came down to the Rams making one final drive, and they put together a 15-play drive, which was amazing. Anytime that you can do that, you deserve to win the game.
Well, yeah, well, the Bengals kind of deserve to win the game, too. But, I am a bit of a sore loser because I really do think the Rams should have won at least by 10. They won by 3, and they gave them a 75-yard touchdown in the first play of the second half with the most obvious offensive pass interference I've ever seen. The guy grabbed his helmet, twisted his head around. I don't know how referees could have possibly missed that, and they let the 75-yard touchdown go without saying a word. Not a single flag picked up, nothing. They never even called it. I mean, did you used to get really mad when you played and you saw obvious plays like that?
Well, yeah, but you have to play. Here's my thing, okay? The Saints can say the same thing from a few years ago when they were
all terrible. That was the most awful play ever.
Right. But my only thing, and here's my critique of the referees, is if you're going to let all that stuff go for 3.5, almost 4 quarters, get down to the last 5 minutes, and then start calling it, that's hard to play football. That's because you're not sure what the game is at that point.
Everything that happened in the first three and a half quarters is now legal.
You know, so and it puts the players in a bad situation. So I thought throwing all the flags at the end of the game made that statement of like, okay, now we're going to take control. You can't do that. You have to start the game with control. You can't let them play for 3.5 quarters and then decide at the end of the game, hey, now we're going to start calling things.
Hey, Jay, we're on the way out. Stay through the break. We'll get you on the other side, talk a little bit more Super Bowl football. Jay Schrader, representative for a great company, Sons of Liberty CBD.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth that delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, Wayne, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than age 50. What did you do? I pointed them to John and Chelsea and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. The proof isn't just how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. But don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser I've had in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health has a sweetheart deal. My fans get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount, plus your sweetheart is free. But you gotta sign up by Valentine's Day. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. 40% off, and your sweetheart is free. EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show. As I said previously, the sponsor of this segment is Sons of Liberty and their new vitamin D3 spray. You know them as Sons of Liberty CBD, but now they've worked with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray. For my listeners only, you get a discount of 15% off on every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. All you do is go to GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 and get 15% off. We're talking with Jay Schrader, who is the Super Bowl champion quarterback with the Washington Redskins and also played with the Raiders during his 11-year NFL career, representing our title sponsor, GoSonsOfLiberty.com and SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. What were your thoughts on coaching decisions, like the very last play of the game, basically, where Cincinnati used up their last chance on 4th-and-1? They didn't, or excuse me, yeah, it was 4th-and-1. They did not give the ball to Joe Mixon. They threw, and it was, you know, almost a sack, and it wound up being a harmless, incomplete pass. 4th-and-1, why not give it to Mixon? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts were, why didn't they take 2 downs to throw it and not run it? I don't think that Joe Mixon should have got the ball on 3rd down. So I thought they should have. I mean, your best player is your quarterback and his ability to make plays, put the ball in his hands. They limited his chances. And the bottom line is Aaron Donald just made a better play than anybody on Cincinnati at that point in time. He dominated the game in the second half, and he came up big at the right time.
And Von Miller, by the way, they each had 2 sacks. So Von Miller was a former Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos, and he had a bunch of sacks in that Super Bowl game years ago that I won with a big win. Thank you, Denver Broncos and Von Miller. Thoughts on the halftime show of the Super Bowl? I had a lot of thoughts to start this show on the halftime show, halftime performance. I'm dying to hear what you, Jay Schrader, thought about halftime.
Didn't watch it. Couldn't care to watch it. Didn't watch it. I watched the game, but at the halftime, I went and talked with some friends and visited with people. I was not interested in the halftime show. So those are my thoughts. How's that?
Yeah, well, listen, it's my business to have opinions. Otherwise, I wouldn't have watched it either. I agree with you. I would take halftime off and not even watch it if I'm afraid it's going to be a celebration of thug culture and Compton, California. And I made the same statement in the first part of my show. Nothing to do with black and white. You could be a white thug. You could be a black gentleman. It's got nothing to do with that. But the people on display at the Super Bowl were celebrating thug culture, and I thought it was disgusting, and I thought that Snoop Dogg, of course, just released lyrics on an anti-police song and just got accused of sexual battery. And I mean, this guy should not have been allowed to do the halftime show.
So, I mean, you know, the bottom line is very simply this, you know, it's hypocritical of the NFL to have standards and all this and then have that as halftime show, because you're right. The lyrics and the things in the background that they've had in their past, you know, the songs and, you know, different lyrics that they've released, you can't accept those things.
No. And the post-game celebration kind of, you know, played into that, because you have a lot of people watching these games who are not out or up to good things, and the post-game celebration turned into lism. Did you get a chance to catch that?
I did not. I was at a friend in my house, so after that I was driving home. So, yeah, that's the unfortunate part. I don't know why everybody thinks that, you know, they have the right to go vandalize other people's property and destroy things, you know, just because they're celebrating. I don't get that. It's, to me, that just makes no sense. That's just a lack of respect for other people. That's all.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that's the way I was raised. That's the way you were raised. That's, why can't you celebrate without hurting someone else's property or hurting someone? It makes no sense at all.
Right.
Let's talk real quick about Odell Beckham, because I told you I believe that completely changed the game. And Odell Beckham, it now turns out NFL.com is reporting that he most probably has a torn ACL. So did you have a torn ACL in your career? Are you aware of what kind of rehab it takes to get back to the game from that?
I did. I tore an ACL my last year in my right knee when I was playing in Arizona. And at that time, it's an 8-month rehab at that time. They're getting better with the technique and the surgery. I think he has a chance of getting back for next year, but it's going to be a long, long road getting back. I just felt bad for him. He had overcome so much and gotten himself in a position where he could make plays and was on a team that he was making plays for. So
yeah.
I felt bad for him.
They picked him up late in the year, and he had 7 touchdowns, so he was doing fantastic.
Right.
And if my memory serves me, Jay, in 2020 he was out for about half the season with, I think, a torn ACL in the same knee. So that's where my heart goes out to the guy. I mean, that's just awful to have the same thing happen in the same knee.
It is awful. And I knew, you know, we knew going in, he'd let his emotions show that he was very excited about the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, as was Aaron Donald, guys that had played and done everything except win the big game. And it is emotional. And to watch him go out and not be able to finish game is heartbreaking.
And he had the first touchdown of the game. And by the way, I bet a prop bet on him to be the MVP of the game, because I got 15-1, and he got the first touchdown, and he had 52 yards when he got out of the game. So he was going to go probably 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, 100-yard game, probably would have been the MVP instead of Cooper Kupp. Changed a lot of things. All right, the website for Jay Schrader is GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Discount of 15% off every product forever. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Thank you, Jay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.